Okay, Rabbi Yosef. Today we're continuing our Hilchos Kiddush Levana. And today we're going to talk about Histaklus B'Levana. In other words, the simple pshat, we're discussing that the first step to Kiddush Levana is to actually see the Levana. We're going to see, and we discussed this last week, and sometimes, I've seen this before, you go out with the crowd, and everyone's doing it, and then you forget to look at the Levana, because you get so caught up, you know, it's everyone's way, and then you still, you know, Iker Chaser, you know. So what's the story? And we discussed the Marshal's Tshuva. He says even a blind person could make Kiddush Levana, as long as it's visible. Mari Kash disagrees and says no, that a blind person can't. Okay, so let's look now on Masechta Sofrim. Like this. Ein mevarchim al yireach ela b'motzai Shabbos k'shehu mevusam u'v'keilim noyim. So you see, very strong about Motzai Shabbos, you know, that Motzai Shabbos is not just a nice thing. It's brought down in Masechta Sofrim to do with Motzai Shabbos. So, Ein mevarchim al yireach ela b'motzai Shabbos k'shehu mevusam u'v'keilim noyim. Pashim means that you're wearing the Shabbos v'chule, and you have perfume. I don't know. And then we said we're going to see the Tshuvas Ravah, so why don't you do it on Shabbos itself? Friday night should have been even better. You also, if you have your Kalim Noyim on Motzai Shabbos, you have your Strimal on Motzai Shabbos. Still be wearing your Strimal on Shabbos also. Okay. Then he says V'tola Einov Kenegda. So the Tola Einav Kenegda, which Pasha means you look up and you look at it. Umiyasher Asraglov, and you put your feet together, and then you make the bracha, Baruch Hashem B'Moro, Baruch Chochim, etc. That's the Iker of Kiddush Kivana. Then we have Minhagim to say Shalom Aleichem, and Tipol Aleichem. So, we'll get to the last packet. Left to say, why do we say Aleinu, and why do we say Shalom Aleichem, and why do we say, okay, that's it. But the eager thing is that the bracha. That's it. So what's this halacha of Tola Einov? So Pashup Pshad means that because in order to make the bracha, that's what Rav Chaim Sanzer would say, just like you have to, Bora, you have thunder, lightning, so you have to hear it or see it or whatever to make the bracha. So to maybe the yareach, you have to see it. Because if you don't see it, then you can't make the bracha. So we'll see. So Tola Einov, Miyasher Ragla, Mubarach Mu'uman. So says the Magen Avraham, "Told the Elul b'Shalah, that goes Yesh Nochlin Shalol Histakel Ba Rak Ba Pam Harishon, Shiyura Amidosa, V'Chakach Osu L'Histakel Ba." Whereas you look that one time, whereas it shouldn't be that you're looking the whole time at the Levana. You look one time, and that's it, and then you say the bracha. But not that you're constantly looking. So we have to see where that comes from. Where is that? And what's the Lashon Tola? So if you look at the Prima Gadim on page 4, the Tola Ayim Agar Avraham Shekosov Mashna the Mutal L'Stakel Ba Atziyum HaBracha. So he says, the Lashon Tola. So Tola perhaps means that you're lingering on. It's not just you look at it for a second and then Tola Einav Ba. Like you're hanging on to it. Mashu Dmutu L'Stakel Ba Atziyim HaBracha. V'chakach osur, k'sh'omer ha'psukim. In other words, he's saying, Kozma, he's saying the bracha, you want to look again and again and again. That's not the Pashup Shad in the Magen Avraham. I don't know if he's necessarily saying it, because he's saying, I am Magen Avraham, Mashakosov. What he said, now I'm going to say something different. That's the Pashup Shad in the Eshel Avraham. I am Magen Avraham, Mashakosov, meaning you only look at it the first time. Before you make the bracha, you look, and then you stop looking. But he says that it's mashma not that way. The mutal listakel ba atziyim habracha. Chachach osuk sheomer hapsukim. So according to Magen Avraham, would be osur even when you're saying the bracha, it would be osur. He's saying no. It's called when you're saying the bracha, so that's the osik b'inyan zeh. So then you could be looking multiple times, but then once you finish the bracha, when you're saying all those psukim, you shouldn't look anymore. Ayin el rabba b'shem shi. Well, a lot of times you see it's going in, it's coming in, it's coming out, it's coming in, and you want to chop it, you know. V'chachach osur k'shomer psuk. Ayin el rabba b'shem shayarik nesas agdola agos hatur. We say for Charedim, Aval Bishla, the rear is short of Kodam Bracha Shari. Aval Kshemaschil in Roa. That's what the Magen Avraham quotes. So let's see, the sources that the Magen Avraham quotes are the Sefer Yesh Nochlin and the Shalah. It's father and son. Yesh Nochlin was the father of the Shalah. The Shalah is the Shalah. And if your name is Horowitz, then if you're a real Horowitz, you're a Levi, like Rabbi David Horowitz here in the Yeshiva, so that's then you're most probably related to the Shalah and the Haflah. There's some Horowitz is not Levi, and they're not related. Okay, related to someone else. Okay, so let's read from the Yesh Nochlin of the father of the Shalah. The father of Shalah Shalah of Harari, page 6. Kusha'atem besubim besud shlishis. When you're eating Shalah Shudas, min harai shetapsiku vistpalu matzibur arvis. He should stop. The Davin Maariv with the Tzibur. I guess there's some people that, you know, just go on. So you should stop. I don't know, but maybe he doesn't have a minion at the Shalom Shudas, you know. The Tassu Havdolah B'Vatechem L'Hotzi Osam Gamkin Yidei Chovasam V'chach HaTachzu Lishtosam Tirtzu Tavru V'Timshuchu Lishtos B'li Hefzek HaBei Averis Boi Mezeh. But if you're going to just keep going on, you're going to have a lot of problems. In other words, you're going to continue Shalosh Shudas, and I guess they're not going to have a minyan afterwards, so then you're not going to daven with Tzibur. Then you're going to, in other words, you're going to. What does that mean? Tavruz man havdolah.
You
oversleep
during the daytime,
and
then you forget about it.
Who in your gadol? The farmer, shetim mispalim chachem b'toch shulam. Ma'od the farmer eirav b'toch shatav ruzman havdalah. I guess maybe there was one havdalah that was made in the community. So what does he mean? You fall asleep that night. In other words, you'll be so shikr, you'll fall asleep, you're saying. And then you won't say Havdol. You say Havdol till Tuesday, but the Iker's man is to say it, we'll say Shabbos. And he says, now the point is relevant for us. Da'al harov anu mekachim halavana b'motzai Shabbos. V'ilonu kekabolos hashchina. So therefore, you shouldn't miss Kiddush Levana. Okay, the Nochim Mitzvah is Chemishat Tafsiku, they was palo in matzibor, we gam to spalo medasim kavod bli shikrus, we gam to asu havdola b'shaita lahotzi es asmechem uvenei botechem. Okay, so those are the so that. Right, yeah. So and you miss, so the goes to the bottom, it says Kosov Abakubol Hagoda Eloki Rabbi Tudras Halevi. Savior Otsa Hakovot. Zoloshov Shabadi Omi Mamori Dodi Rabbeinu Meir Halevi, Shemazir Ashoros Rabos Shalom Listakel Balvona. He says that from Rabbeinu Meir Halevi you shouldn't look at the Levada, Kamoshe is here, Rabbi Seinu, Shalom, Lestakel, Bekeshus.
Just.
Right. You should be Mestakel in the rainbow. Vasha, Vasha, Chalko, Shazoko, the Torah, Tavim, Lachokma, Penimus, Vinalama, Verek, Vesoda, Inu. Because of Zela, Fuki, Vinna, Grova, Olam, Shem, Stakel, Bokish, Varkam, Sokim, Bak, Kol, Mesha, Amir, Skola, Brocha, Shaykh, Lazam. He says, in other words, he's saying that this statement of Rabbeinu Meir is coming lafuke, the minhag ha'olam, that they're looking the whole time at the Levana, during the Kiddush Levana. Which the Prima Gadol says is fine. But this is the Magen Avraham. He's quoting the Hagos Yesh Nochlin.
Like you said, this is not new Kiddush Levana, this is in general. Certain things.
Nothing to do with Kiddush Levana. It's just Kiddush Levana is when we're more.
You have to.
You know, right. Which is an interesting idea that.
Probably enough to go either way. It could either be. Look at it a long time, or
you
could just be like glance at it.
What does it mean, Tola?
Right, if it's a.
Right. Right, so the Magen Avraham's approach was the Shalah family, the Yesh Nochlin, and then the Shalah himself on page 8. So he goes through all the different times that it says also Lestakel. And we're going to see that, you know, some hold that this means only like to look at it intently, like to stare at it, as opposed to, because he gives you a whole bunch of examples. Look at the Umidivir Kabbalah, Umidivir Sofrim, Chachomim, also Lestakel Field with Pnuya, right? To look at a single woman, Kamosh Amrav Eev, Paris Karasla, Einai, Esona, Al Basula. Unless you're looking to see if you want to marry her, so that you can look. So again, if you hold that it means, you know, like someone would say, it means to actually stare, so then, Rosal Stakel Bivigate Sivonim Shalisha, Shemakirosa, who is looking at the clothing of the woman that he knows. If he sees the clothing, he's going to think of her. Afilu shtuchim al koso, meaning even though she's not wearing the clothing, they're being hung up clothing. But he's looking at it, you know, intently. It says, lo yistakim b'behema chayi v'ov k'shin izdakim zeh l'zeh. When animals are mating, you shouldn't be mistakel. Also mistakel afil b'rosh ha'gviyah shalom, it's rosh gviyah. Also mistakel b'keshas. And also listakel milavano. Kein kosher Rabbeinu Meir Halevi b'sefer Shoshon Sodos. Also listakel nesias kapayim shel kohanim. Also listakel lifnei adam rasha. Also listakel lifnei ha'ochel. Somebody's eating. You're looking at him. Below the manoso. You don't eat. Like, look to see what he's eating. You know, his share. Shalom Vaisho. Also Lestakel. And then we have, if you learned Bava Basra. Hezagriya. Oh! This is Lestakel Mishmashim Hezagriya. Also Lestamish Neginir Hanukkah. Melitzas Mishom Shasichas Chulam Vidivir Cheshek. Love songs. also the cross for having Shemosh of Leitzim. So apparently these things, we assume that it's either Tumah, it will bring Tumah, or something like the Nesias Kapayim, where it's brought down that the Shekhinah Shorah, things like that. And we say the Lavana is Kabbalah's Pnei Shekhinah, so that represents Shekhinah. So therefore the Oral Lavana is like looking at the Shekhinah. So whenever we think that it's going to lead to something, you know, not good, so we have this these halachas. So that's why, so the Shalah is, you know, follows his father, that you should minimize, you know, especially the keshes, because keshes is, you know, rainbow, everyone's always looking to look at the rainbow, it's interesting, it's colorful, you know.
That includes when you have, when it's a reflection of the Hatzayim on the ground.
It's interesting, like the Gemara says, by keshes, but it's not.
Right.
Like by, right here it says, Hilkoch, Sarach, doesn't say don't look at it, it says
right.
It's a different
looking problem. Right, it doesn't, right.
Don't you read this as staring?
Yeah.
But look at the rainbow, it's not like...
Yeah, okay, you see, it's like some learned, the Hirsch, the whole family is staring in Okonami. Right, so that's what he's saying, but... That's what all she did. You look at it one time, and that's it. Then you don't keep looking at it. And the Prima Gadol says, no, you can look at it the whole bracha. The whole bracha is...
Why don't we bring down the sun?
The sun?
That's there, so you can't let it go down one.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, then we have here the Shiyari Knesset Hagdola. He says, what does he say here? Page 12. Tola Einov Kenegdo. Unless it's Shadal Lashonir, the Mstakelbach, Shehiskel Varach, Achi Saim Kol Haseda. So he says the Pashashat is that you look at it the whole time. When you start the bracha, actually, Yisayim Kol HaSeder. It means that this opinion is saying you start and throughout all the psukim, the whole Seder, not just the bracha, Kol HaSeder. You should tell the aid of Kenegdo. The Torah Eid of Kenegda, Omer Masip Shara Losh and Nira, the Mustakil Boa, Shehiskil Varcha, Chisayim Kol Asedim. Vochi Dog Alma, Avol Shemati Bishem Sefer Haredim, Shekosov Shloyabin, Shom Ki Mishas Habrocha Bovad. Vechaka Kosser, Lahabin Boa. So we have three Shitas. We have the Shita that only at the beginning, before you make the Bracha. The other Shita is the whole Zman Habrocha. And the third Shita is from the beginning of the bracha throughout the whole, all the psukim and the whole thing. Okay, different minhagim of, but apparently, but after that, then certainly not. So. Yeah. Yeah, if that's part of Kol HaSeder, if you hold. And if you look in the Sefer Mekor Chaim, that's the Chavos Yair. So he has a perish on the Shulchan Aruch. So he writes on page 14, V'tola Einav V'ein Mistakel Barach V'tchilas Habracha V'habata Koldehu. In other words, the only thing that's... He's not making a difference between Mistakel versus non-Mistakel. He says... You shouldn't even look at it in the beginning, but you have to look a little. But so, how about the koldu, a mere, like, you know, glance. That's all you should do. That's all you should do. A mere glance. I mean, especially if you have a nice moon, people like to look at a nice geshmaka moon. Yeah, so, So that's the question, whether... But if you look now at the German people amongst us here...
It's not seem like you have a reason for any of your
arguments. Right, right. So I would think it has to do something like what Rabbi Tug was saying with the Shekhinah, and the, you know, they put it together with the Siyas Kapayim and things like that, and the Shekhinah Shora. So, you know... Look, it's definitely, it's not in the Gemara, right? Also, with Stakyal Bulavana, right? So, it's... And there are many Svarim that were written about different Minhagim Svarim. So... In the German community, where Minhagim, you know, is very significant, so you have a couple of Svarim, the Nohek Itzon Yosef, by Yosef Yuzba Segal, and the Yosef Ometz by Yosef Yuzba Han Norlingen. So he writes here, on page 16, Ol Kotzer Vadoni Moriz Kaini. So he writes it out that the stakel means habata b'havaras haleiv, which is like, you know, not just a glance. Havaria kipshuta muter, the mashal lashon histaklus. So he says it out, you know, this idea that it's a din. We talked about Hilchas Nida when it speaks about the halachas of Histaklus of Makom HaMechusim. So we discussed maybe that also is the, you know, the idea of Histaklus. So he's the one who defines that Histaklus means Habata B'Havanas Halev. It means, like, you're looking at it intently, not just a glance. And as we saw, the Mekor Chaim says even to say the Bracha. See, the other post can mashma that Histaklus B'Havanas Halev would be Mutter, right before you say the bracha, but he's saying not that way. He's saying that also. Well, I mean, it's hard to say what he's saying, but he's saying that also start with Lana about Riya Pshuta is Mutter. That's always Riya Pshuta means to glance at the moon is always Mutter. So it could be that the first. So again, this is not like we have rigorous riots from the sugyas and the Gemara and things like that. We have different Gemaras about histaklus and things like that. But you have this concept that, like, this is one of the places that it's set out that this idea of Histaklus versus Riya Ba'alma.
Isn't that like an interesting mosaic that, like, in that book of the moon, like the whole Masechta Hashanah talks about then how they analyze and looking at the moon.
Right.
This way, that way.
Right, to give Adas. Right, to give Adas.
People always look at the moon.
Right.
Like, and here they're saying, no, we just want it, you can't look at the moon.
Right.
Yeah.
There's for the
moon was
the
moon.
But anybody, because they
saw. Yeah, but the question is, like, what is better if it's a little further in the month? And they already were Kaddish to the month, Kaddish to Chodesh. This week's Parsha, Chodesh Azelachem, Rosh Chodesh.
Well, they're definitely looking in the beginning of the month.
Right, so beginning maybe.
This is non.
Right, that's.
It doesn't.
Right, but he's saying. Right, so then you're looking for it, but then once you've found it, the shine, you should look more.
I always thought that it shouldn't look like you're worshipping the moon.
Right.
During the process,
looking like Harry and Rokay connected, it looks like.
Right, so we're going to have a packet about that. We're going to have a packet about that. About the Harei Rokei Kedei Nech. How does that work in with a Hashash of Avodah Zarah? Something like that, yeah. So that's up and coming. Maybe that's the last packet. So then here on page 18, the Yosef Omitz, these are the traditional classical Sifrei Minhag. Kosum Sef Charedim Shem Rabbeinu Meir Halevi Sh'osu L'Stakel B'Levana. V'agos Yesh Nochlu M'Sayim B'Hachim Zal Shona Ein Stakel B'Hachim Kamo B'Keshus. Sh'rosu L'Vach Yireh Osah V'Chak Galim Einav B'Mena. Adkan. Lina Rede Maria B'Alma Ein Yisa Klal. So this is what he quotes of the same distinction of the Mabit Babi Omik Lubavo. And like all those cases that were mentioned in the Gemara of the Stakel Bepnuya, the Stakel, things that are talking about looking intently, like that type of thing. Okay. And the Ben Ish Chai, in the halachas of the Ben Ish Chai, on page 19, page 20. So he talks about something we're not getting into today, but in Agav that he talks about it, he mentions something about this Tachlis. We know that the Machabe Shita is from the Mekubalim, is that you have to wait 7 days from the Moilot before you can Mekadesh Levana. Others disagree, because it's only in the Sifrei Kabbalah say like that. So he follows that, the Ben Ish Chai. Tzarech she'yavu ala shiva yomim shleimim meis ha'molda. Keneged keser choch mabina das keser gvur teferis. Vimon? What?
Which are 7 words.
Yeah, 7, right. 7 words. Another field dachal el lo yivarech.
So
yeah, but the marsham. Yeah, he holds that even a thin cloud. We saw yesterday that everyone agreed the thin cloud is okay. That's a mungan avram. And then the only thing we discuss is the marsham says maybe it's a hider to wait. But he's saying that even a thin cloud lo yivarech. Oivar, wow. So, saying that, Kol Alayla's manahu, a few acha chatzos. You can do the whole night even after chatzos, and tzarech liyashir raglav ketzvila shmonesrei. Right? In other words, you put your legs, your feet together, just like when you're davening shmonesrei. Sheyoma ki er shamecha maseh esprosecha yor, osav yistakabah. They used to say, apparently they point out, they used to say this pasuk, Kira Shamecha Maseh Espeh Osecha. I don't say this. We don't. No, it's not in our siddur. No, but Ben Ish Chai, probably in his siddur, said it. So he says, so that's, and that was probably before the bracha, as they point out. So he says, then you should look at the Levana. Kira Shamecha Maseh Espeh Osecha. So that's the
does he have to say
Smith Mizrah? Oh, so there is a discussion which way he's supposed to face during Kiddush Levana, and that should you face Mizrah like Shmonesre, should you face Dorum where the Levana is, so that's coming discussion. But like Rabbi Tuggle points out, it's very interesting that he is machmer. I assume he's machmer on al-Khatkhila. You know, I can't imagine that he's saying that even for the Yevon that we wouldn't be good. But that works in good with the Marsham we saw yesterday. That Taka, you know, if it's a thin cloud, even though you can see the Tzuras, it's not like the Sefer Yoshua that you can't even see the Tzuras Halvana. You probably can see the Tzuras Halvana, but it's still an anon. There's still something covering over, so that is not l'chatchila. But then the question is it kedai to wait for that? So that's the discussion about waiting, yeah. And if you look down in the Mishnah,
the next one,
Oh, he saw a silver layivara. Presumably, the police something brought us lahakil. Right, in Chavdal on page 20, he paskins like the Marikash, that silver layivara. This is a suffix, right? And now, regarding this whole discussion, how does the Mishnah Berurah Machriya? So he says, "Tola, Ma'ome Kosher, Shira 21." So that's the Shira Knesset Hagdola, that you can do it the whole Seder, meaning not just the Bracha, even the Psukim, and the whole thing. And he says, "Chena Alma, Aval Shama Misham." Right. In other words, the whole bracha. But He quotes the different opinions here. So what's the Deir Kamaisa? But you could look. You could look till when? Well, the Shira Knesset Hagdola, you could look at the whole Seder, is that what he's saying?
Yeah.
What?
That's Deir Kamaisa in the
But there's 3 days. Does it have 3 days? He was saying, "Loshen Shulchan Aruch is Tola Einav U'Miyasher Ragel Mavarach Va'Omer." It's about just one thing. You put your thing in Miyasher Ragel, and then Tola Einav is Mashra that. You told the Eilabah, and then you're going to keep looking throughout the whole Simitov and Baruch Yotzreich. Yeah, okay. So if a person, what to rely on? What can I tell you?
So,
Ezra's saying that he thinks it means to look through the whole Seder. Like the Shira Knesset Hagdola, even the Psukim. Right, but I assume he's gonna, if he would not follow this order, that he would be misleading. So in other words, the Mishnah is not assuming that the person is going to be looking up the Eliyahu Rabba, seeing what the order is. So. And then finally is the tshuva that I've been quoting to you several times in Rav Vosner, page 22. Shachal b'inyan kiddush levana shabirich lo histakel kodem alavana. Right, the guy who comes out with the oilum, and then he starts saying kiddush levana, and he was so eager to say it, he got to sit and was it, and he never even looked at the Levana. So he says, so does it count? In Losala Brahmafi, Daiti Pasha to Yotza. The role of Adam Kiddusha is your desh and it's Chacha. The Kavish and Be'id is a Rachas Meir La'aris, okay, which cause of Ramosham, okay, Zesh and Chacha, okay, Higish were Halvada, and the Zuchazan, okay, Nech Halach L'Chacha. In other words, he knows it's there. This was everyone else's Kaddish Levana. So somebody looked at it. And he knows everyone's saying it. So you can't imagine that no one looked at it. So he knows it's there. Vein abotu bo mamish makiv. Which comes from Magen Avraham. Vein the Indian super. He says, and he says, Rikas al-Vanam Chidusha v'or ha-Nirgash ba'aretz, ha'inu Rikas al-Vanam Chidusha. He says, if you see the shadow of it, this, that's good enough. So, yeah. He says, V'gam ha'ish hazeh lo hirgish klum b'chidusha rat nimshach stam acharei ha-mon. It's not like he saw the shadow, he saw this. He didn't see anything. But it's just the herd mentality. Everyone's running out to Bikanish Lavana, so he just got swept into the crowd. And Shahokul Kachim Lora Osa Afopike Daiti Hadiya Nota Nyotse, Dabulaki Ilu Akher Omalo Sharoh Halvanim Chidusha, Humuver Chalpiza. He's like the question, the guy who has the patch on his eyes. So he can't see it, but someone told him, there's Lavana there, that's good enough. We'll only buy Ladas Marshal. For Shneitzich, if you hold like the Marshal, even a Summa. The Iker Shalom Yonu Summa Vark. El Afilu Ladas Aradvaz, that not, Shehu Vashem Devine Mabit Ravana Mamesh, Loshan Gemara Ro, Ravana Bechidusha Dafka, he called Mokam Yireh Mezeh Dafka L'Inyan Chathchila. L'Inyan Ananim Chasim Kagav. Now, well, Shemeira Ala Aretz, Vachayim Ra'o Vehugishu, Al pizem avarich echashash b'niyemet. In other words, if it's meir al arts and other people know about it, so even though he didn't look at it, he thinks that b'niyemet he yotze.
What's the difference in the two cases?
Which two?
Here, Shirley,
he said
the first one
was gam emra yishay. The first one, at least, he was rola the aura or something. Like to say for Yeshua.
This guy didn't
see that. He didn't see anything. He just went the herd mentality. He just went out with the oil. Everyone's doing it. So he forgot to look. You know, it could happen. You know, you just get so fatracht in the process. He says he will have to say for Yeshua, he thinks. That it's as long as you know it's there, then you're good. As long as you know it's there, and other people are doing it, so they probably knew it was there. And I would venture to say that even if he went out alone, and no one else was there, and then he said, and then he looks up and there it is, and it's not a cloudy day, so Mustama was there the whole time. And Mustama, even if he didn't have a clear idea, because no one else was doing it, it's only him now, and then he did it without looking, and then afterwards, it's there, stomach is some type of chazaka that it was there before also. And of course, this is all b'diavad, but, interesting ideas, but... The other possibility is to say that it's mamish likuva. You know.
But would you say the same thing by keshes? Like everyone goes to see the rainbow, and he just goes out and says the bracha, and he never looks at the rainbow.
Right. What would you, when we talk about this, what would be about keshes? Everyone's, and he didn't even see the keshes. He just. What is it? Well, with keshes?
I don't know. What about lightning? I didn't see the lightning. You were not from lightning.
Yeah. Maybe somebody comes up and show too. Clearly not then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why is this?
More the case of Roa. Because he loves us.
Yeah.
150 better?
150 better to the right. When you're looking at the building and from the right hand, the building.
Yeah.
I just want to know what I'm kind of trying to define this problem here.
Yeah.
Like, if it's because of Hanukkah, you got to know. If it's because of Chiddush, so you say, oh yeah, other Dini Chiddush also, that you don't see.
Well, no, because we know that if it's covered up by a cloud, so even though you know it's there, like you said, you look at the calendar, it's there. You know.
Right, but Right, so if you want to say it's nine, it's a chirish, but you need to see it. But he didn't see it.
Right. I mean, you could argue with him.
Right.
You could say it's Hamba Hatalia, that if you don't hold like the Marshal, that if by a blind person, if you hold blind person can't. So maybe an economic. Maybe you could say not like Rav Ozna. I think it would be this Sfeiko, you know, at least you should treat it like
Rav Ozna said it doesn't depend on that.
Right. Right.
If someone goes out, says a bracha on the Keshas, never look.
If
I care, it's also for me to look. Right? So I'll let
the
other guy be the
shaker.
Let him look. I'll tell me if I'm him. I'll tell me if I'm him. And
yeah.
Should he say that he's Yosef? Or should he, now when he sees it, he should make a bracha again, because now he saw it.
Right. Right. Haral Kashas. Yeah, as we pointed out the first day, that the Gemara, the Babli, never says the word Haroah. This Haroah thing, made it to Shulchan Aruch, it's only in the Yerushalmi, the word Haroah. In the Babli, it just says that you make the Bracha.
And
the Sefer Sofrim talks about Tola Edov. Tola Edov. But it doesn't say it in the Babli. Maybe it's assumed, but it's, you know, but... So that makes it a stronger argument for the ones that say for like Rav Ozna. But the other case is Roa Keshus, right? It says Haroa Mustafa.
Right? So generally, the only way you know it's there
is if you see it.
You see it.
Did he see it also, or is it
assumed
that it's
there? Yeah, this is a Chava. We have a couple of years. How many years we have? 17 more years. We should all live, be well. Say 17. What letters are coming in? Last year was Erev Pesach.
Oh.
Erev Pesach.
I remember. No, it won't be Erev Pesach. No. Last time was Erev Pesach.
April 8th, 2037.
I remember in 81. Yeah, 81, right? I remember 81, and I remember
2009.
Yeah, you remember 53. Yeah, I don't remember 53. Okay, so these are the inyanim of Histachos Melavana. Bez Hashem will continue tomorrow.
Yeah, I always wonder, like, kids come home now, like, kill it.